And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me.
It would be well for us to spend a thoughtful hour each day in contemplation of the life of Christ.
We should take it point by point and let the imagination grasp each scene, especially the closing ones.
As we thus dwell upon his great sacrifice for us, our confidence in him will be more constant, our love will be quickened, and we shall be more deeply imbued with his Spirit.
Behold the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world.
By beholding him, we become changed into his likeness.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him.
And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, descending like a dove, descending like a dove, and lighting upon
Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward an hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said,
If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Command that these stones be made bread.
But Jesus answered and said,
It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone. Man shall not live by bread alone. But by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Man shall not live by bread alone. Man shall not live by bread alone. But by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on the pinnacle of the temple, and saith to him,
If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone.
It is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.
Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them. And the devil saith unto him,
all these things will I give you, if you will fall down and worship me. Worship me, worship me, worship me.
Get thee hence, Satan.
Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with diverse diseases and torments, and he healed them.
Our example is here.
and thy king we should be, who went about doing good. It was love revealed when the lame healed, the blind ones they to see. When he raised the example is he, and like him we should be, who went about doing good, who went about doing good.
Turn it back, slide back one, please. And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee and from Decapolis and from Jerusalem and from Judea and from beyond Jordan. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying,
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Thank you.
choo-choo, and shall say no man of evil against you, falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for great is your reward in heaven.
And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, that people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep, having no shepherd.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Come unto me, all ye that labor, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Come unto me, all ye that have labor and are heavy laden. Come unto me, all ye that have labor and I will give you rest.
Whosoever shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven.
Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Of heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Come unto me, all ye that labor and I will give you rest. And my burden is light, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light, my burden is light.
At this time, I would like to invite all the children to come forward for the children's story. And the children will be going first to the back, picking up their baskets, come forward. And this time, come up here to the podium or to the platform. And this is where the children will be seated today. So go back and get your baskets and then come forward. Take up the Lamb's offering on the way up, which goes to our church school. coast of Judea beyond Jordan. Then were brought unto him little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, Suffer little children, and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven.
Suffer all the little children to come unto me.
So many children, make sure you don't touch the microphone over there because we don't want it to fall over. Well, are there times when you are afraid? You know, there were times when Jesus was afraid. In fact, the night before Jesus was crucified, he was very afraid, so much so that he was sweating blood. But he prayed to his Heavenly Father, and he decided to allow people to crucify him, even though he was afraid, because he loved us so much. He wants to save us. Now, are there some people here that have been bullied? I know people that have been bullied. And you know what? Jesus was bullied as a child because he was different from the other children. And so he was bullied. But he treated them with kindness, even though he was bullied by them. You know what? No matter what you go through, Jesus understands you. And he loves you. And he wants you to come to him. You know, there was a time when the disciples of Jesus, they tried to stop children from coming to him. Do you think that was a good thing? No. And Jesus told them, no, don't stop them. Let them come to me because they belong to my kingdom. And then they came to Jesus and they sat on his lap and he told them stories. You know, many years ago, this was actually back in the 1800s, there were two girls, they were sisters, Anna and Susan. They wrote a little poem. And you know what that poem was. Yes, you do know what that poem was. They wrote a poem that was meant to comfort a dying girl. And you know what the name of the poem was? Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. Yeah, that's right. Jesus loves me, this I know, for my Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. That's how the song goes, right? You know the song. Well, a few years later, there was a man. His name was William Bradbury. And he wrote, he was a music composer, and he found a little poem, and he thought, wow, that's a nice little poem. I'm going to write music to it. So he wrote music to it, but he didn't just write music. He also wrote the chorus that goes like this. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. I think I went a little too high for myself there. But so he wrote that one. And then that song went around the world and people loved the song. And then about 100 years later, guess what? Some people wrote the other verses for that song. That's right. And because it's a song about God's love and about Jesus loving us. And so right now, we're going to listen. We're going to watch on the screen. Just look straight up and you'll see that song being sung and some pictures with it. All right? Go ahead. So thankful that Jesus came to show us how much God loves us. We're thankful that he lived such a beautiful life and that we can learn from him. But most of all, we're thankful that he died for our sins and that we can have eternal life with him. And Father, thank you so much that you sent your son to this world so that we can experience heaven one day. I pray that you will bless every child and every home that the children come from, and that these homes will be places where Jesus rules and where love rules. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may go back to your seat now. And go that way, please. Go to my right, to that way. Yes. Thank you. And Jesus, going up to Jerusalem, took the 12 disciples apart in the way, and said unto them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death. When the people heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, they took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna, Hosanna to our Christ the King. Coming at last, our sorrows are past. Hosanna, Hosanna, we sing.
Though he is meek and humble, tyrants before him shall tumble.
And he went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold therein and them that bought, saying unto them, It is written, My house is the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And he taught daily in the temple. But the chief priests and the scribes and the chiefs of the people were sought to destroy him, and could not find what they might do, for all the people were very attentive to hear him.
Hosanna, Hosanna, earth and heaven praise. Let him know before him bow and crown him King of Kings. Crown him King of Kings.
Now the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying unto him, Where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover? And he said, Go into the city to such a man, and say unto him, The Master saith, My time is at hand, and I will keep the Passover at thy house with my disciples. And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. Now when the even was come, he sat down with the 12, and as they did eat, he said,
Verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me.
Then Judas.
Master is it high.
Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them,
My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me.
And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying,
Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt.
And he cometh unto the disciples, and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying,
My Father, if this cup may not pass away from me except I drink it, Thy will be done. Thy will be done.
And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy, and he left them and went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples and saith unto them, Sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand. And while he yet spake, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves, from the chief priests and elders of the people. And Jesus said unto him, Friend, wherefore art thou come? Then came they and laid hands on Jesus and took him. And they that had laid hold on Jesus led him away to Caiaphas the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were assembled. When the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. And when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. Now at the feast, the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner whom they would. And they had a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them,
Whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas, or Jesus, which is called Christ?
For he knew that for envy they had delivered him, but the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said unto them,
The twain will ye that I release unto you,
Barabbas, Barabbas, Barabbas.
What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called the Christ?
Let him be crucified.
When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. Then released he Barabbas unto them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. And after that they had mocked him, they led him away to a place called Golgotha. That is to say, a place of a skull, and there they crucified him.
Chose a path of sin and loss apart from God above, until by faith I saw the cross and Jesus' look of love, His wonderful look of love. His wonderful look of love made the teardrop start, broken one my heart. His wonderful look of love, I viewed his body on the tree and searched his thorn-crowned brow. It seemed he spoke from Calvary, "For thee I'm dying now." His wonderful look of love, his wonderful look of love, made the teardrop start, broken wide my heart. His wonderful look of love,
I could not spurn his love divine and careless turn away. He saved this guilty soul of mine. Now I am his today.
His wonderful look of love, his wonderful look of love, made the teardrop start, broken one my heart. His wonderful look of love.
When even was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also was Jesus' disciple. He went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered, and when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock, and he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre and departed. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. And the angel answered and said unto the women, "Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay."
From the dead, but now is
Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But they are written, these are written that they might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Do you feel that there are things in your life right now that separates you from God? Are there sins in your life? Are you struggling with, let's say, dishonesty, or maybe even some of you are struggling with adultery, or maybe you have an addiction, or whatever it is. Whatever you're struggling with, it doesn't matter. Our God of love will cleanse you. He will forgive you and cleanse you. The Bible says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins. Except when I'm dishonest. Except when I am adulterous. Does it say that? No, it does not. Do you have a guilty conscience? Do you feel condemned at times? Maybe you have never known Christ before, some of you who are here today, but I'm going to invite you to accept Him right now, this God of love that we have just sang about. I'm going to invite you to give your life to Him right now. Or maybe you have known Jesus Christ, but you have drifted away. Your life with God is not what it used to be. I'm going to invite you to come back to Him right now and just to drop your sins at His feet. Because, you see, we don't have to carry a load of guilt. Jesus paid it all. My friend, when Jesus had nails driven through His hands, and when the blood ran down His wrists, that blood was shed to cover your sins. You don't have to feel an emptiness in your life because Jesus offers eternal salvation to you. So why not open your heart to Him right now? Because He is waiting. The Savior is waiting for you to open your heart and say to Him, Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. Why not say to Him, Jesus, I believe in you. More than I believe in the things that I am involved in right now, I believe in you. And I believe you have a better life for me. And you know what? He has his hand outstretched to you. Grab hold of that hand and say, Jesus, I want to confess my sins to you. I want to be yours. Grant me eternal life. And by faith, I believe that I have that eternal life. Amen. When you pray that prayer right now, he will take your burden away. So please join me right now as I pray. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that we have the story of salvation right in front of us in your word. And in the life of Jesus, we see the ultimate love. Oh Father, thank you that you've shown us what real life is all about and what eternity will be all about for those who choose it. And I pray, Father, that you will give the conviction to those here who are in the valley and who are searching for something better, that they can belong to you and have a mountaintop experience with you right now, and to know that they have eternal life with you. Thank you, Father, that you accept us the moment we say, yes, Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Oh, Father, bring that conviction home to every single person here before it is too late. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.